matter. This is, assume this is the level of matter. When it goes up, we call this level of plant. When we go up, there is more nur, right? More nur, this becomes animal. So, in this level, what differentiates these levels is idrak, or perception. So, life, or hayat. So you agree? When we go further up, there is more life and perception from matter to plant, from plant to animal, from animal to insan. So this is the level of insan, presumably, of just you assume. So when you go higher, perception and life, intensity of life is going more, becoming more and more. So when we go here, say when we reach here, this is, we call this level insan kamil, or perfect. Human. When you reach the level of perfect human, here is there is even more nur. Right? There is more nur here. There is more hayat. There is more intensity of life and more perception and idrak is here. When you go here, we call this level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which everything is in absoluteness. We cannot even explain this level. Okay? We only know everything has come from here to levels down and down. So as you see, the more nur here, more life. More nur, more life. Less nur, less life. When you come down in Qaws al-Nuzul, in descending arc, less nur, less light. Obviously, it reaches somewhere which there is no nur, or there is very little nur. That very little nur is called Lail. Lail means night, because we are losing the nur and we are losing the life. And this is the nur of wujud. Remember, nur, when it comes to material example I gave you as a like intense nur, we call that nur. But when it comes to the reality of that thing that we are talking about, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, it is not about this nur. It is about life, hayat, idrak, perception. That is what it's being lowered and lowered and lowered. Okay? I'm not happy myself from the way I have explained so far.
You mentioned Layl at the bottom, though.
Yeah. No. It's going more... From down here is Layl. But it's going more and more. Right? From top here, because comparatively, things here has started with barrier. When the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absoluteness, is nothing other than Allah, is nothing other than wujud, there is no mahiyat, there is no limitation, there is no nothing except full intensity of wujud is there. So the moment it comes into this level down, Layl starts from here. Layl or night starts from here. Okay? So it is important to make an understanding. Please, those of you who are seriously interested to understand this, go listen to the last Tuesday class talk I had. Because I am more myself, I'm happier with the explanation I gave in that Tuesday. It's not because, don't be surprised if I say that. It's not things that come to my mind, things that come to my mouth, the things that I say to you, is not that much of my control over how to explain. Sometimes I explain better than the other days. So, go and listen to that, it helps you. Further you come down, further we are going to Layl. So Layl start from here. And then here we have got what? In that level we have Inna anzalnahu fil Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Apart from that notion, old notion that we had, which is correct, it was night, it was one of those 21st, 23rd or whatever nights, but now with this new interpretation, we are looking at it, we say, Allah says, Inna anzalnahu, indeed, I descended. You know that anzal in Arabic, inzal means, Fatima, you know Arabic, inzal means what? Descending. You agree? You witness for me, so they don't think that I'm not Arab, how can I say these words? Do you know what is inzal means when you say anzalnahu? Yeah, downwards descendants is called inzal. But in Arabic also, when they say inzal, always it means that the main thing is always kept at the higher level. Inzal is when you do things, you Allah sends things down, but the reality of it is it kept up there. Allah says, indeed, please attention, this is where we want to go to the next thing that we have. All of these things I have said so far was in the last two sessions I had told them. Inna anzalnahu, indeed, we descended. What is that ho? Anzalnahu is Quran, right? This ho refers to Quran. This is Zamir, we just call it Zamir. We descended Quran fi laylatul qadr, in the night of Qadr. So if you look at this, that means Allah says, I descended Quran in Laylatul Qadr. This is first level of Laylatul Qadr is here. Okay? Indeed, we descended, Masume, Quran in Laylatul Qadr means, we said this is the first level of Qadr, which is most nur, still most nur, but darker than higher. All the levels down are manifestations of this level. Because this is this nur which goes through this layer and comes here. It is the nur of here, which is insan, goes through this layer and comes to the level of animal. It is, you can imagine, you can visualize it yourself and agree with me. When we say it is the same, this is the nur of insan which comes onto the level of animal. That's why we all have that, all the things that animal has, we have it in us. We are a conglomerate. We are a place of tajammu. Of all of these levels are in us. We have got, of course, that level of our nur of us insan has gone to animals. From animal has gone to plant. We know that all the animals have got plantic life in them, don't they? Plantic life is growth. So they have growth. That means when they have their body growing, they are plant. So we are plant too. Because our body is growing, so we are plant as well. This level of plant is the same nur which came from here, from insan. It's the same nur which came from insan kamil. To this level, to this level, to this level, and coming down to the level of matter even. So we have even matter in us, don't we? This body, my hand is matter. It doesn't have ruh itself. When I die, we can do anything with this hand. I don't feel even the pain. So that is jamad. Okay? So, this is the nur. It has been the nur of insan kamil coming, beaming through this layer which has come to make other insan. And beaming of insan making animals, coming down further, becoming darker and darker and darker. So, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, we descended Quran fi laylatil qadr. In this level. What does that say? What does that say? That means Quran. But we read the rest of the hadith. This is the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The reference of the hadith is Tafsir Furat Kufi. Okay? That's the book called Tafsir Furat Kufi. Enough and Zanah fi Lailat al Qadr. Let me make sure I don't read it. I read it correctly for you. Salawat. I found it. Then it says, the rest of that, it says, Al-Laylatu. Al-Laylatu Fatima. والقدر Allah. Okay? The rest of the hadith is this. Inna, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is talking about Surah Ghad. Qala, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul ghadr, al laylatu Fatima bal ghadru Allah. That means if you place instead of laylat, in this you place Fatima, and instead of ghadr you say Allah. It becomes inna anzalnahu fi Fatimatullah. That will become the hadith. What does that mean? What does it mean that Allah says, "Inna anzalahu fi Fatimatullah"? Means, I descended Quran in Fatimatullah. That means, 23rd of Ramadan was called Fatimatullah. Any idea? The rest of the hadith, I read it for you so that we go back to the meaning of it. Faman. The rest of it is this. فَمَنْ عَرَفَ Whoever knew, learned, فَمَنْ عَرَفَ فَاتِمَةُ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهَا فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ Laylatul Qadr. And the one who knew, learned, became Arif. Remember, whenever the word Arafa is used, is different from, because we have got two type of ilm, learning. Ilm al-husuli. What is ilm al-husuli? Ilm al-husuli is an ilm which the surat, not surat is not face, the form of ma'alum, comes to the to nafs of the alim. Let's say I talk to you about a drink that you have never known about before. I tell you, Kumail, there is such a drink. It looks green. It's sweet. It's also a bit this, a bit that, and it's thick. This, I explain you. You are getting, this is called ilm husuli. You are understanding. Yes, now you can tell yourself, yes, Mr. Bassam explained to me about a drink. That drink was called, I don't know, you give a name to it. Let's say, what is that Pakistani food that I like very much? You are very fan of it, all the Pakistanis. No. You are very hungry. It seems. I'm talking about the fruit only.
mango,
yes, mango. You imagine you don't... Okay, I think if we continue, all the good food come on the table. Korma sabzi, chelo kebab, halim. So imagine you do not know about mango. And I've explained you, mango is like this. I give you. So this is called ilm husuli. You know about it. If somebody talks about mango, you're not totally unaware. You can also make some comments. Yes, based on the knowledge you have. Yes, mango comes in different sizes. They can go up to 2 kilos. There are smaller sizes, things like that. But this is ilm husuli. But then is the time that you see mango and you bite it and you eat it. This is called ilm shahudi. That means you witness that ilm. You become that. You become mango yourself. It's no more that you hear about mango. Because you eat mango, the whole taste... The moment you eat it, you forget about all the explanations that Mr. Bassam had given. You don't even remember it while you're tasting it in mouth. Of course, especially now, but you have to wait another half an hour or so. So I'm very cruel. Look at my examples. Okay, I'll give you different examples. If there is a very bitter watermelon, it's so bitter, you don't like it. if it's given to you, you don't want to start your iftari with. So, Arafa is like when you eat that mango. Otherwise, sometimes this word, if it's not meant that, they say it's alime, means you know, learn. But when it says Arafa, that means you must have witnessed and so much close to understanding. فَمَنْ عَرَفَ The person who becomes Arif, عَرَفَ فَاطِمَةَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهَا knows Hazrat Fatima salamu alayhi alayha, the way she is, there is the right of her haq. He understands her. فَقَدْ أَذَكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ He then understands لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. So the hadith becomes like this. قَالَ إِمَامْ صَدِقَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْغَدْرِ اللَّيْلَةُ فَاطِمَةُ وَالْغَدْرُ اللَّهُ فَمَنْ عَرَفَ فَاطِمَةُ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتُهَا فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ لَيْلَةِ الْغَدْرِ. Indeed, we descended Quran in Laylatul Qadr. Al-Layla, Layl means here Fatima. Qadr means Allah. فَمَنْ عَرَفَ فَاطِمَةُ. The one who knew the value, the haq, the reality of Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha, the way it is, the way she is, he understands Laylatul Qadr. Okay, but how? Still there is question. How? Okay, I want to understand haqqa ma'rifat of Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha. How do I understand it so that I do idrak of Laylatul Qadr? We leave it for next session, inshallah. Bar Muhammad, al Muhammad, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.